In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I'll tell you about two feasts of today which are commemorated during this octave of the Immaculate Conception. Those are that of Saint Melchiades, who was Pope and Martyr in the 4th century. The other one is the House of Loreto, the home of Our Lady and the Holy Family. Yesterday, I told you about a group of martyrs in the Roman Empire who suffered terribly under cruel persecution. But today's saint, Pope Saint Melchiades, had a privilege to see our Catholic Church breaking free from the bondages of persecution. You see, children, in the early centuries, long, long time ago, it was not only a certain group of Christians who were in danger, but all of them. But then there came a new emperor named Constantine, who issued an order called an edict that Catholics should not be persecuted anymore. At the publishing of the edict, all Christians who were in prison were now set free, and those who were condemned to forced labor in the mines were called back home. Saint Melchiades saw that now it was to dawn a new era to the Church, the bright light suddenly appearing after a dark night. He could now call all Christians of Rome to give public and open worship to the true God, Creator of heaven and earth. He had also the joy to see many, many conversions. Even the pagans were amazed of so unexpected a change from persecution to liberty, that they now confessed that the God of the Christians was great and the only true God there was. On the other hand, those former Christians who had fallen from the faith and lapsed into apostasy during persecutions, they now eagerly asked to be readmitted to the Catholic Church, begging those who had remained firm in their faith to pardon them and to pray God to be merciful to them. All in the high roads and in the public places, great number of Christians were now seen walking in procession and singing psalms and hymns to God. Now, when the peace had come, the Christians could openly walk to their homes without fear of being persecuted and killed. So happy was the mood in the city of Rome that even the pagans rejoiced that the cruel burden of tyranny had finally come to an end. Shortly after issuing this edict, Emperor Constantine wanted to do something good to venerate Christ. So he decided to build a large basilica, that is a very big church, over the Holy House of Nazareth, where Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph had lived. The Holy House and the grotto became a part of the crypt of this new big church located in Nazareth, and it stayed in peace and center for pilgrimages for many, many centuries. But then, in the year 1090, the Muslims invaded Holy Land. They plundered and destroyed many of the shrines of the Christians, and one of these was the Basilica in Nazareth. But fortunately, the Holy House and grotto in the crypt were left intact. So when Saint Francis of Assisi visited the Holy Land 200 years later, he could pray at the Holy House. Also Saint Louis the Ninth, King of France, when he visited there, he received Holy Communion in this very shrine while he was leading a crusade to liberate the Holy Land from the Muslims. Unfortunately, he failed, and in the year 1263, the Muslims again destroyed the basilica. But fortunately, the Holy House itself was again saved and was left intact under the ruins. Finally, in 1291, the Christians were completely driven out of the Holy Land. And it was at this point when the Holy House suddenly disappeared from Nazareth, and in a miraculous way, it appeared again in Croatia, in East Europe. On May the 10th in 1291, the Holy House of Nazareth was raised from its foundation and transported by angels across the sea from Palestine to Croatia to a small town named Terzato. The pastor of the place was, of course, puzzled by this sudden presence of what looked like a tiny church. He wondered, what could this be? What could this mean? So he prayed for enlightenment. And his prayers were answered. Our Lady herself appeared to this priest in sleep and told him that this was indeed the Holy House of Nazareth where the Annunciation took place, and it was brought here to Europe through the power of God, through the intercession of his holy angels. Our Lady also granted this priest a good cure from the terrible sicknesses he had, and the priest became truly convinced that his parish had been blessed by a great miracle. But because the Muslims who drove the Christians away from the Holy Land were now advancing to East Europe, there was possibility of profanation of this holy house of the Holy Family. So it disappeared suddenly from Terzato, where it had land. And according to shepherds, it was then on December the 10th, 1294, seen carried by the angels again across the sea into Italy, and ended up eventually in the town called Loreto, where they built a great church to protect it. And over the centuries, many popes have testified that this really is the Holy House of the Holy Family, and have granted many indulgences to those who visit it. And over the past several centuries, people from all parts of the world have traveled to this shrine to pray and seek Our Lady's help to their lives. And also thousands of miracles attributed to Our Lady have been recorded at Loreto, the new home of the Holy House. Children, from these two feasts of today, you can learn that it is God, the Creator of heaven and earth, who can truly bring you peace. He can bring you peace both to you personally and also to the society. Through the mercifulness of God, the many centuries of persecutions were finally ended, and the Church could now concentrate and winning souls all over the world. Also, from the miraculous story of the Holy House, you should learn that your domestic and home life should be that like of holy families, because when you listen, study, and understand the rules and ordinances of our Great Father in Heaven, you will be granted peace, both peace inside of you, so that you have a good and loving relationship to your Father, and also peace in your family, that your family life might be in good order, like it was in the Holy Family. And also, if all the people of the world would hear and listen the ordinances of God, we would have this great peace in society as well, as we had during the time of Pope Saint Melchiades. We cannot, by our own force, change the course of society, but we can change and consecrate our families to God and Our Lady, and most certainly we can ourselves be humble and obedient children of our Blessed Mother in Heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.